The Access Humboldt Public Media Center is transforming to survive a funding crisis driven by the decline of cable TV and cuts to federal grants. Christina Marie Jeffers, Access Humboldt's recently hired executive director, told attendees of an October 1st Community Economic Resilience Consortium meeting that the center is facing a, quote, radical shift that emerged this year. The center's traditional funding source, a small fee on cable bills, is rapidly dwindling as more residents cut the cord and switch to broadband internet services. The broadband companies are not obligated to fund public access, education, and government channels, even though they use public rights of ways for their infrastructure. With local public access TV funding diminishing, Jeffers was hired as executive director largely due to her fundraising experience, she said. But it's not an opportune time for fundraising.
Because of the national dialogue and the federal cuts in funding, some would argue that we weren't affected by that, but that's just simply not true. Even though we rely on the franchise fees from cable, we do have co-granting with like KMUD and other stations that are like KEET. We've done collaborations before, and those collaboration opportunities are now gone from CBB funding being cut. Also, with the other federal cuts to like the parks, the windmills, pretty much any federal funding that Eureka and Humboldt County gets, it's caused layoffs and unemployment. So what do people do first when they're unemployed? They mind their bills and cut things like cable. So we have actually had a drastic fall off in our funding as well this year.
To counter shrinking revenue, Access Humboldt is implementing an aggressive fundraising and program development strategy. The momentum began with the Bold Day of TV event, which produced over 200 minutes of interviews on the goals and needs of 20 local organizations. In response to federal cuts and in collaboration with local nonprofits, Access Humboldt then raised over $13,000 regionally, with $6,000 in matched funds, in a follow-up fundraising event dubbed the Bold Day of Giving. Access Humboldt expects to raise $50,000 by the end of the year and has already raised about $38,000. Jeffers also highlighted recent program development, which includes support for free speech through community access to Access Humboldt's public TV facilities.
I cannot tell you how important public access is and our governmental programs, how keeping government open at the local level, it is paramount right now to keeping our democracy. So if you have a story to tell, if you want to be on cable TV and streaming and web, please come by the station. Please become a member. It's only $50 a year, and you get all of the benefits, including our studio, our equipment, one-on-one training, our computer lab, field gear. If you have something that you want to say, if you just want to exercise your voice because it feels good, if you're feeling frustrated or that there's like no hope right now, come say it out loud, put it on TV, exercise your free speech. It'll actually make you feel a lot better.
But this is going on as funding gaps widen. Jeffers said recent fundraising, quote, will fill most of the gap that we projected, but, quote, I won't know how big that hole is because every quarter it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Greg Foster, the meeting's host and executive director of the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, is also Access Humboldt's treasurer. He detailed the funding struggle's dollar amounts and a shift away from fee-based revenue.
I started on the board and became treasurer, six years ago? I don't know. I just finished the second term. We were getting upwards of $76,000, $77,000 a quarter to support all of our services. And now we're down to about $62,000, $63,000. So that's been a pretty big drop over a period of time. And, do most of the streaming of government meetings and some of the other stuff on the government channel that's really important, and plus the archives. So we are really having to transition to the more community rather than a fee-based model of operating based on a negotiated contract with well, a previously negotiated contract with Cox Cable. We're now really having to look at more community support for ourselves, and that's as Christina mentioned, doubly true for K-Mud and Keat and some of the others that got Corporation for Public Broadcasting money and it's dried up.
To survive in the new funding scenario, Access Humboldt and other nonprofit public media outlets are, quote, really going to become even more community focused as we go forward, Foster said. For K-Mud News, this is Daniel Mintz.